The last speaker in this panel is Joran Mamman, who's Joran looks after the network and looks after all of us. He keeps us on track on a day-to-day basis, and he has an interesting perspective on what that takes.
Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody. Thank you, Lisa. Merci beaucoup. Et pendant que vous êtes sur scène, je voudrais profiter de l'occasion pour vous remercier pour votre patience et vos conseils tout au long de cette première année. For those of you who don't know, Lisa will be stepping aside shortly over the coming year to be replaced by Tia Moffat, who is also in the room today. So to begin with, I'd like to welcome Tia to the network and to our board of directors. I'm Joran Mamman, and I'm the executive director and network manager for BiofuelNet Canada. What that means is, on the one hand, as executive director, I'm responsible for keeping the board of directors happy. On the other hand, as network manager, it's my job to keep the network's researchers and our platform and theme leaders happy. It's a position that sometimes makes being between a rock and a hard place sound like a warm and relaxing alternative. But I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Next to Lisa, we have Esteban Chornet, easily one of the most recognizable figures in biofuel, not just in Canada, but around the world. The role Esteban played in creating this network cannot be understated. Furthermore, as a representative of industry on our board, Esteban represents the stakeholder group that will be harnessing the innovation created by this network and actually producing the biofuel needed for BFN to achieve its vision. I'll speak more about our vision in a minute. The leader of our team, our scientific director, Don Smith, is sitting on stage today. Those of you who know Don, and most of you do, don't need me to tell you that he embodies all the values this network strives for. He's knowledgeable and innovative. He's trained an army of 60 students and developed technologies applied to millions of hectares of cropland. And he's an extremely hard worker, while inspiring those around him to match his cadence. Therefore, given the impression credentials of not just our panelists, but all those in attendance today, I take my position very seriously. When I found out 2 months ago that I'd be given an opportunity to deliver this speech, I decided to prepare with the same intensity that many students in this room have devoted to an important term paper. So late last night, I began. I drank 2 cans of Red Bull, played a few rounds of Minesweeper, and then got to work. I realized very quickly that there are too many subjects to cover in just 10 minutes. So left out of the final draft of these remarks are references to the structure of the network, how the projects ended up in the theme or platform that they did, and any references to feedstocks, technologies, or fuel types. I know that many of you have questions on these topics, which is why we're all meeting in Montreal over these 2 days. I trust that by tomorrow, you will have both the answers you seek and, given the open bar at the barbecue tonight, maybe a little hangover. So instead of trying to address all these questions, and since I've burned through at least a third of my allocated time already, I'll focus on clarifying just 3 points. 1, why the network was formed. 2, what BiofuelNet has committed to achieve. And 3, what we must do to achieve it. Now, if you ask our network's 74 researchers the answers to these questions, you may well get 74 different responses. So let me begin by describing what went into the application. Our vision statement included a reference to 25% advanced biofuels in Canada by 2022. Our mission statement, which consists of a single sentence, mentions biofuels 3 times. If you dig a bit deeper into the application, you'll find that the network was created to address a series of questions regarding feedstock availability, quality, transport, and pretreatment, the transformation of that biomass into intermediates, producing biofuels and bioproducts. There were questions regarding fuel performance in engines, and questions on how this all adds up from a standpoint of energy, economics, emissions, and even social impact and policy. It's a big mandate. And that's just the research side of things. We were also awarded this $25 million grant because we've committed to offering additional training to students, solidifying a Canadian network of biofuel stakeholders, which means partnering with industry and other groups. We've committed to inform government policy, and we've committed to establish efficient lines of communication, not just within the network, but breaking it down and explaining it to the general public. And through all these actions, Canada is to become a leader, a world leader in biofuels. We're meant to address the barriers stopping a viable biofuel industry from emerging, and through our collective actions, catalyze the large-scale production, distribution, and consumption of the next generation of advanced biofuels. As it turns out, the answers to why we were formed and what we've committed to are relatively straightforward and well described in the application. What's less straightforward is the specific roadmap for how we get there. So, starting last fall, BioFilNet's administration and senior researchers launched an exercise to distill the 300-page network description down to a manageable 10-page strategic plan. Prefaced by our vision statement and mission statement, this first draft laid out fundamental categories such as research, partnerships, students, networking, technology exploitation, communications, and management. Each of these categories had a series of objectives associated with them. There were references to achieving excellence, supporting innovation, references to facilitating networking, and driving commercialization. Needless to say, it was written in a very broad manner. In February, a draft was presented to the Board of Directors, who this summer will have been involved in BioFilNet's activities for one full year. Now let me take a minute to emphasize how fortunate we are to have the people we have on this board. BioFilNet benefits from the wisdom of our chairman, the CEO of Hydro-Québec, Thierry Vandal, as well as a variety of leaders from a diverse background that includes biofuels, law, accounting, policy, research, and even another network manager from the highly successful stem cell network, NCE, just to make sure we're doing things right. Drawing on the wisdom of their years of experience, they told us that we could and that we must do better than speaking in generalities. If BioFilNet is to be successful, we must go into detail about which specific barriers are blocking our way and exactly what we're going to do about it. Given that this network could potentially receive funding up until 2027, it's crucial that we start out with a strategic plan that sets out specific, achievable objectives. Now, the strategic plan has been through review by the platform and theme leaders, with whom you'll be spending a lot of time over the next 2 days, as well as two passes by the board. And here's where we stand right now and what we must keep in mind over the coming 2 days. Remember that we must focus on biofuels. In order for biofuel production to make economic sense, co-products or bioproducts will play an essential role. But we cannot achieve our vision if we focus on bioproducts instead of biofuels. Biofuels have to be the principal target. We have to work towards large quantities of affordable, high-quality biomass. We have to identify viable conversion processes. Not just identify them, we have to pilot them and set them on a trajectory from 50 milliliters in the lab to 50 liters to 500 liters a day, up to an industrial scale of 100,000 liters a day, all while troubleshooting glitches in the scale-up. And remember that this can't be energy-intensive, have high emissions, or be prohibitively expensive. We need to ensure the right policies are in place to encourage investment in these plants. That means strengthening our renewable fuel mandates from 5% ethanol and 2% biodiesel to something more ambitious. It means ensuring there are sufficient incentives in place, such as loan guarantees and blenders credits. It may even make sense to push for a cap on carbon. These are all elements that bring us closer to our goal. While this may sound daunting, we believe that establishing a viable advanced biofuels industry within the lifetime of this network is a realistic goal. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here today. Besides having received a large grant to help us on the way, the network is starting out from a very strong position. For instance, the platform and theme structure was in place well before the grants were distributed this fall, so the network was able to hit the ground running over the past year. Our board is engaged and has committed to seeing this network succeed, which is why they tend to give us a hard time sometimes, but we appreciate that. And most importantly, thanks to all of you, we've managed to bring 74 of Canada's top researchers, over 100 partner organizations, and nearly 200 students under a single umbrella, which has set the stage for us to speak with a unified voice. We have the expertise in this room to clear all these barriers facing the biofuel industry. Now we need to work together to get there. So over these next 2 days, please get to know your colleagues within your platform, your colleagues within your theme, and some of the board and committee members who are in attendance. And of course, don't hesitate to approach me, Don, Xiaomin, Annie, Guillaume, Terry, or George, BioFilNet's administration, who are all present today, personally. I'll wrap up my remarks by first saying, on behalf of the network, how grateful we are for the assistance of the platform and theme coordinators for planning today's sessions, and to all the volunteers who have made this AGM possible. Please join me in thanking them.
Thank you.
So welcome to Montreal and to BioFuelNet's first annual general meeting. I can tell you that it's truly an honor to be a part of this team, and I look forward to meeting and speaking with as many of you as I can over the coming 2 days. Thank you. So,